This is Amber Rolt, the leisure correspondent for the EG. And this afternoon, I am joined here with leisure tycoon David Lloyd and Martin Helm, who's chief executive officer of Holmes Investment Properties. David and Martin, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. I wanted to just catch up with you about the adventure parks concept that we discussed a few months ago. You've made quite a lot of significant progress, namely being revealing the name of the concept as well as securing the first couple of sites. David, do you want to just talk me through the updates?
Yeah, I mean, basically what's happened is we've been very successful on looking at land and securing land, and some of the land we have secured and signed are bigger than the first ones we imagined. So we've actually agreed on the name Adrenaline World, because there's going to be more activities than we had first imagined, and some of those will be on water, because both sites have big lakes. It's been terrific taking the concept round to council. They've all been extremely supportive and really they want this type of indoor and outdoor park or centre whereby all ages can come, all families can come. It's very health conscious. We're going to give them usage for schools. It's been terrific. So we've now secured two sites and planning applications are going in. One is actually in, and we have seven sites that we will be putting applications in within the next 2 to 3 months. So we really got some great sites, and we've got our rollout plan in place now, which is 3 a year for the next 5 years.
So you're on target to meet your original expansion plans?
We are, and we hope to be on site building the first site in Sandbacks, which is on the junction 17 of the M6. We are planning to be on site building middle of February next year. And we think it's going to be a 7 month build time. So we will be open next year, our first site, and thereafter, every 4 months, we will be starting on a new Adrenaline World.
And can you tell me a bit about the second site you've got also, the one near Sheffield?
Yeah, that's a great site. It's part of a very major development called Peak Resorts, which has lodges, has a hotel. It has actually Hallamshire University are building a building there. So the last 2 years of the course, the leisure course, will be at the centre. So there will be work experience, which would be great. It's an American idea where you earn your right. In other words, they will be earning their education by working in a real situation, which is great for us and it's great for them, because it's all right learning from a book, but there's nothing like learning the real thing. So that's great, that's going well. That one is secured and with planning, but we can't start building that for about another year because the whole development's not going to be open to 2019.
Okay, and Martin, would you be able to tell me a bit about how the site selection process has gone so far?
We're very pleased, actually. The number of sites that David's been able to find has actually been a lot faster than we originally thought. Councils have been very receptive to the proposals put to them to bring such a new, exciting venture concept to the local communities. They like both the amount of employment it's bringing, the leisure activities for each community, and really how David's put it to bring a new concept in family entertainment to what have otherwise been sites that have limited alternative use. So yes, we're very, very pleased with the progress on that.
And David, the Sandbacks site in particular sounds interesting. I mean, it's 18.5 acres. Do you want to talk to me a little bit more about the site, its facilities, and how that's contributed to the overall vision and concept of Adrenaline World?
Well, Sandbacks is actually, it's a place called Capricorn Park is the name of the whole development. And the planners wanted some leisure activities on the outside area, which is what obviously we're going to put in the zip lines, the bungee jumping, the roller glide around the trees, barbecue pits, and the fact that it's got two lakes, we're going to really utilise those lakes. It's got big fish in them, so we're going to have fishing parties, everything that brings the family, that's something you can't get anywhere else. And so we believe we're going to be very complementary to the whole of the park, which has taken many years again for the whole thing to take place. It's right on Junction 17, so location wise you really couldn't pick a better place.
And am I right in thinking you're sort of close to securing similar deals on sort of around 9 sites?
We are. We're actively in with planning. We're talking to planners. We always want to, even though it might not be council land, we want to be in partnership with the council. It's important that we go hand in hand. So when we put in planning, we're always talking to the planner first. We're discussing things, and it might take longer to get to the stage when you actually put it in, but then it's a much smoother path because you've laid your cards on the table. They said what you can't do, what you can do, rather than just shoving in and getting rejected. So we really do want to work hand in hand with the council. So the sites we've got are all at an advanced stage with planners.
And have you found that there's been any obstacles or delays with working with the councils and planners?
No, they really, as soon as you make the presentation and you explain what you're doing and you show them the pictures of what we're going to do, no, it's been terrific. I mean, much better than I had thought.
And what do you think, what is the typical investment going to be per site?
Approximately £9 million per site. That's broken down into obviously land costs, building and equipment. The equipment, because you're indoor and outdoor, and you're both on the floor and in the air, it's an expensive part of the whole concept is the equipment. And it's all designed for safety. You've got climbing walls that wrap around the building, so the outdoor climbing wall is 16 meters high, wrapped around two sides of the building. So, and that's what you drive in to see these people climb. It's very visual. Inside, it's all open plan. There's no columns, so we're thinking of calling it the Yellow Brick Road, the path that takes you round the activities, because there's no walls. We don't want to segment all the activities. We want it to be open, so you see people doing things. For example, when you come into the reception area, if you look up, you will see the roller glider going past you, above you.
And have you got any plans in place for fundraising to help fund this?
Well, I work obviously very closely with Martin on raising the funds, and we've got lots of contacts that I have with from my old past life with banks and things. So we're very advanced on that, and we have the funding ready to start. Obviously, the rollout program needs more, but that's what we're working on. And then obviously we've got, once they're open, we've got a terrific cash flow. So yeah, it's a very exciting time. We're very confident we will have two definitely building next year, one open and one just about to open at the end of next year.
Martin, have you got anything to add with regards to the funding?
Yes, absolutely. There's a couple of things I'd like to share with you. One of them is that we are in very advanced talks with a joint venture partner on coming in with us on the property side. And this is a very experienced property development company that works with leisure operators as well as house building. They will bring both new sites to the venture and larger sites that we can work on together in cooperation. So, for example, we can do a housing development in conjunction with a leisure adrenaline world, giving benefits to both parties. A larger site can be subdivided between the house building plot and the leisure development, giving councils a much better use of the land and to derive some community benefit from granting planning permission for the housing. They will come in on a joint venture basis, contributing an equivalent amount of equity to us, And we will both get a very symbiotic benefit from combining housing and leisure. So that's one development that we're very excited about. They also bring a lot of expertise in property development to the venture, and will help us accelerate the rollout program very significantly over the next 5 years. And then the second development is we are issuing a new hybrid fundraising instrument, which is a hybrid bond. That is 50% equity and 50% loan note to the investment community. Essentially, a person investing £1,000 will receive £500 worth in equity, which is a discount, and that equity will be priced at a 10% discount to the share price, which is quoted on the Berlin Bourse for Homes Investment Properties. And the other £500 will be a debt instrument. So it's like a loan note fixed for 4 years. They loan us the money for 4 years, and we will pay them 7.5% per annum on a quarterly basis for their dividend. And if they choose to roll up the dividend for the full term of the loan note, they will receive 8.25%. So we think this is a very attractive proposition for an investor looking to get involved with our exciting adventure.
Thank you. And David, which part about the parks are you most excited about?
I can't wait to get on the roller glider. To go around 50 kilometres an hour looking at everyone down there is, it's, as I say, the equipment from Walltopia, which is in Bulgaria, they are inventing things every day. And because we're rolling out so aggressively, we will be changing the activities within each centre every 3 months, because we'll take some, because they're demountable, we'll take some of the equipment from one to put into another, so your unit that is near you, your centre that's near you, will always have new equipment every 3 months, which again, that's important for us and important for the customer, because otherwise you get bored. And by having indoor and outdoor, you couldn't do all our activities, probably three visits anyway. So, you know, it's not like trampolines, you go there once, you go there twice, oh, am I going three times? This is very different. You will want to come.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for your time, David. I look forward to seeing you on that roller bar in approximately 6 months' time.
They do a double one, so you can join as well.
Good. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.